Welcome to Know Your Ancestors Today. Today I'm doing another different episode. If you listened to the one last week, you'll know that I am going to do some like in-between episodes, in between the ones where I interview a guest and share about their family history with them. So this week, I just want to talk to you about kind of the mission behind Know Your Ancestors, kind of my purpose and what I want to share with the world. And that is the incredible power that there is in knowing more about our ancestors. So something that has kind of shifted for me in the last year or so in my own business and kind of in my purpose and message that I want to share is how our ancestors are there to help us. I believe that their spirits still exist and that they are there to help us. And when we know more about them, when we know who they were and their story and a bit about their lives, that we can feel that connection to them stronger and we can recognize the help that they're giving us. A few years ago when I started my journey of learning more about family history research, when I started my degree, and really when I started that path, education towards that degree, it was kind of a hard time in my family. I was pregnant with our seventh child, and my husband's health has always not been great since he suffered a major concussion just a year after we were married, a month after our first child was born. So his health hasn't been great really ever, but that just amplified things and made them worse. And during that time when I was having to study for school, having to complete assignments and everything, and then had a newborn with a husband who struggled to do anything, that was really hard. A lot of the tasks and the things that needed to get done fell on me, and I felt overwhelmed quite often. But there's a few instances where when I was learning about my ancestors, I could feel them helping me. I could feel those days when it felt like I just couldn't get it all done, those weeks when I felt like I couldn't get it all done and I had so many assignments I needed to do, and on top of, you know, managing seven kids, it felt like a lot. It felt impossible. But there were so many times where things just worked out, where I was able to complete the things that I needed to, and I really felt like my ancestors were close during that time. I felt that when I learned more about them and I knew who they were, I could feel them even closer. And I feel like that was kind of a saving grace for me, that here the goal of, you know, getting this degree in family history research and finishing that allowed me to build those relationships with my ancestors. So when I first started my quote-unquote business of kind of sharing information and tips with people about, you know, researching their tree and things like that, I started to feel a pull to share kind of the deeper reason behind it, why I loved it so much and why I want everyone to be able to know their ancestors. So in the last year or so, I felt that I needed to shift things and focus more on that message and less on, hey, here's how you use Family Search. That was kind of a lot of what I was sharing, which is still important because, you know, when we understand the little details of how we actually do it, it's a lot easier, right? But I felt like there was a bigger message to share, and I felt like I wanted to bring it to more people. So that's what started it all, and then I got the idea for the podcast after watching, you know, shows of like Finding Your Roots and Who Do You Think You Are. They have like a whole team of genealogists that research probably for hundreds and hundreds of hours on these celebrities. But I thought, hey, we could probably do this on a smaller scale, maybe spend, you know, 5 to 10 hours putting this together per episode. So that's kind of how it started. And I feel like, too, like I just want everyone to get that vision of the power of knowing your ancestors. I think there's a lot of people that listen to this podcast. There's a lot of people that follow me on Instagram that already have quite a well-researched family tree. And maybe you just don't know how to even, like, you know how to look at it, obviously, but don't know how to look at all the information and what it all means, right? Some of us will have histories written about our ancestors that you can read through, but some of us don't. Some of us just have a bunch of census records or some vital records, or maybe we just have where they were born. We don't even know much more than that. So I do want to, starting in January, I'm going to be offering a course that will help you learn how to do that. You know, learn how to look at these records in a different lens than just how do I build my tree, but how do I look at these records and how do I learn who these people were? How do I learn about what life was like for them? How do I learn how financially well off they were? How do I learn what occupation they had and what their day-to-day life might have been like because of that? How do I learn what tragedies they went through? How do I learn what children died early, or what happened with their marriage, or why did they leave Germany, or all of those little things? How can we learn those little bits and pieces that actually build their story? So I will be offering that starting in January, a small group. I will be teaching that course and then hoping to expand on that. But until then, I've felt like really my primary, avenue of sharing is Instagram. And sometimes it can feel kind of weird on there, like not knowing what to post or what people want to hear. It just feels like there's a lot of noise there. Everyone's trying to get their message out there. And I don't just want to be another noise. Like, I want to actually have a purpose there to help people connect to their ancestors. So I posted today, Monday, on my Instagram stories with a link to a Google form. And I want you to go there after you've looked at your family tree. You've spent some time maybe meditating or thinking, pondering, praying about your ancestors. And see if there is an ancestor that you are drawn to, one that you just want to learn more about. Now, there'll probably be someone that's already been researched, and that is great. I want to help you learn their story, just a little bit of their story. Every week, I'm going to choose one of you that submit on this Google form to create a little story about your ancestor, like a short little reel. No, I'm not going to spend hours and hours doing this, so it's just going to be really short. So I don't want it to be like your brick wall ancestor and like, hey, I really want to know who their parents are. No, that's not the point of this. The point is, hey, I don't really know much about my great-great-grandfather. Sure, write his name and give me some details about him, maybe even a link to your family tree, and I'll pull some together quick. Okay, it's not going to be like super duper research or anything. So I'll put the link to that Google form in the show notes. And if you feel like you want to learn more about one of your ancestors, add your information in there. Doesn't have to be a big deal, okay? Because I really want more people to just feel that little glimpse. of knowing more about your ancestors. And I think a lot of people just don't know how to put that together. So it's not going to be anything huge and dramatic, but maybe it'll help you just get a glimpse of how we can kind of look at our ancestors' information a little differently. So this episode feels like it's kind of been all over the place, but it's really all those things that I like want to share, but it feels like too much on Instagram. So thanks for being here. Thanks for listening. We should have another episode next week with a special guest. So stay tuned for that. I'm excited for it. I'm actually recording it tomorrow. And I'd love to hear from you. If you are liking the podcast, I would love for you to go leave a rating and review on iTunes. That like really, really helps to get people seeing the podcast, hearing the podcast. And even better yet, if you like shared it on Instagram or shared it with a friend or told someone, hey, listen to this podcast, it's kind of cool. That'd be great. So thanks for listening today, and we will see you next week.